Hello?
Yeah, hi, is this Cassandra?
Yes.
Hi, this is Nama calling from Rhonda's Home Health Care. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. So I know that you called in earlier. You were speaking with Rachel, right? Or Rhonda, was it?
I think it was Rhonda. It was Rhonda.
Okay, so first things first, so my name is Nama. I'm going to be your coordinator on the case. I wanted to see if I can get you started. What did you do with Rhonda so far?
We just talked and she asked me what did I need assistance with, and she said she's gonna have the nurse call me. And I gave her my medical card number and my address.
And did you already start in the process, or you're starting from the beginning to see if you can get home care services?
I'm just starting from the beginning with
Okay.
her.
Right. So do you have your Medicaid ID on you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let me get that just so I can put that in.
Okay, just a second. I gotta get my glasses. I can't see it. Just a second. I might have my daughter read this number to you. Hold on for a second. Wait, let me read this number to her. My medical ID number. I'm gonna tell you to the places. Okay. It is 1-0-2-0-6-8-4-0-8-8-9-9.
Amazing, hold on. Okay, perfect.
Yes. What kind of paper, please? I got paper, please.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your diagnosis?
I have diabetes. I have asthma and COPD. I have congestive heart failure, high blood pressure. I can't think of what else. And I have neuropathy, rheumatoid arthritis. I don't know, that's all I can think of right now.
Okay, hold on. That's a
And I
lot.
have low vi and I have low low I forgot to tell you I got low vision.
Oh
Yeah.
no. Okay, and would you have somebody that can be your caregiver, or would you want us to find you somebody?
I need to help find somebody.
Okay. Do you have any specific in terms of just so we can know for staffing? Do
Excuse me.
you have any specific preferences? Just
I
as
mean,
far as
I just want somebody that,
timing or
like somebody that's gonna actually do the job, like not playing around, like somebody just actually take it kind of serious and not just sometimes I've had caregiver service before through Medicaid and I sent me some really young people and they didn't even seem like they were like doing nothing. They washed my
Right.
dishes and the dishes weren't even clean, they were greasy and stuff. And they were just like sitting around on their phone, like they weren't really helping me.
Right. So you had had people come out to help you. You had, or was it with somebody else? Hello? Hello? Yeah, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So, one second. Okay, hold on. Do you have your social security number on you also?
Yes. It's 172-58-2434.
Got it. And are you flexible with timing if we for staffing?
You mean like somebody comes during the day, I prefer?
Yeah. You prefer during the day?
Yes. Okay. So preferably the weekdays.
Yeah. And what do you need help with?
I need help with cleaning dishes, checking out the trash, check my mail, getting to my doctor appointments,
mm-hmm.
and cleaning my tub and assistance.
Is there anything that you need physically?
Yeah, sometimes I can't get in out of my bathtub, but sometimes I can't get in the tub, I just have to try to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like walking, because I don't hardly go places by myself because
mm-hmm.
my walking is very, unstable and my balance is off. And I can't see that well, so I got low vision.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first things first, I want you to take down my information so you have it.
Okay. Okay. Let me find something to write on. Piece of paper or something. Okay. A little bit here. Okay. I'm in.
Okay, so my name is Nama. It's spelled N-A-M-A.
N-A-M-A or N-A?
N-A-M-A. M as in Mary.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And my number is 234.
234.
363.
363.
9032.
9032. Okay.
And I want you to stay on the line for me. I'm going to see if I can get, it's kind of like a case management company that they deal with both of us. So it's going to be kind of like the third party. So it's going to be me, you, and together with them. The name is CareStar.
Okay.
Okay, so I want you to stay on the line, and I'm going to get them on the line, and I'm going to see if I can direct the call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so stay on the line. Hi, Cassandra, you there?
Yes.
Okay, I have Karen on the phone here from CareStar.
Okay.
What kind of assistance are you needing?
I have low vision, and I have balance problems with walking and cleaning and dishes and assistance to go to the grocery store or to my doctor appointment.
Okay. have you been referred to the state already for assistance?
I've had assistance in the past. But I did find...
How about currently?
I had assistance a little while back ago, like about a month or so ago, when I was in the hospital because I had congestive heart failure. And then I was like in rehab.
What is your name?
It was like Cassandra Kinney.
Please spell your last name.
K-I-N-N-E-Y.
Thank you. Okay. And your birth date, please?
5/5/1967.
Okay. I show you as being disenrolled from the Ohio Home Care Waiver Program. So I'm going to transfer you over to a line where they can take your information and start the application process.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ohio Benefits Long-Term Services and Supports Department.
Ohio Benefits Long-Term and Supports Department. This is Madison. How can I help you today?
Hi, Madison. We got transferred over to you from Karen, I believe. I'm calling from Rhonda's house home care. My name is Nama. I have a patient on the line. Her name is Cassandra. She's looking to see if she can get home care services.
All righty. Can I get her first and last name spelled out, please?
Yes. Yeah, so her first name is Cassandra. That's C-A-S-A-N-D-R-A. And then last name is Kinney, so it's K-I-N-N-E-Y.
And what is the date of birth?
Her date of birth is 05/27/67.
And what's the social security number?
It's 1758.
I'm sorry, you cut out at the first, the third digit.
Let me start from the beginning. It's 1725822434.
Thank you. I'm going to look her up in my system, make sure everything looks good to apply her, and I'll be right back, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Do you know the address of the applicant?
Yeah, Cassandra, are you still at 1630 Cary Drive?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 1630 Cary Drive. That's K-E-R-I Drive, Unit 1702.
Okay.
The city is Warren. County is Trumbull. And the zip code is 44485.
All right. Okay, so I'm referring you to a chief. And what's the phone number of the applicant?
234-980-1961.
And does the applicant want to have an authorized representative, or do they just want the one phone number?
Cassandra.
Yes.
What did you just ask?
Do you want an authorized representative or another phone number on your form?
Do you have another contact that you want to put down, Cassandra?
Yeah. Just a second. I gotta find it.
Okay.
Just a second.
Don't
I put one of my daughters on there. Let's see. Her number is, her name is Tyranny, T-E-R-I-N-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Stringer, S-T-R-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay.
And her phone number is 330-351-9793.
And do you want them to contact her first or second? Like, do you want us to contact you first or her first?
You can contact her first.
Okay. All right, and you said you wanted to apply for the Ohio Home Care Waiver today?
Next step here, yeah.
Cassandra?
Yeah, you can see it.
Cassandra, are you still there? Yeah, I think she does. I think that's the plan here.
Okay. I need a list of her diagnoses that are expected to last longer than 6 months.
Okay, hold on. Cassandra, you still there? She just wrote it all out for me. Hold on, let me pull it up.
All right.
Okay, her number is 770.
Cassandra, are you still there?
9-4-2-8.
I just want to make sure I have it all correctly. What she gave me was neuropathy, diabetes, low vision, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, congestive heart failure.
All right, will you say them a little bit slower for me? And what was the first one?
Okay, first one is diabetes.
Okay.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
Asthma.
Okay.
Low vision.
What was that one?
Low vision.
Low vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What did I give you so far? Diabetes, asthma, low vision, rheumatoid arthritis.
I got that one.
Congestive heart failure.
Okay.
And neuropathy.
Okay.
I may be forgetting one. Not sure where she went. Said she's still on the call. Okay, I think that's it for now.
Alrighty. That should be everything I need to apply her today.
Okay.
Your questioner indicates that she could benefit from some long-term services and support, so I can go ahead and refer you for the Ohio Home Care Waiver, which can provide some of those in-home health services I had mentioned earlier. From here, I will pass this referral on to the Department of Medicaid, and they will be reaching out to you in the next few weeks to schedule an in-home health assessment that goes a little bit more in-depth than the one we just did. Then you will go from there with them. We will also be following up with you in the Department of Medicaid to make sure everything is going smoothly. Do you have any other questions for me today?
Yeah, are you going to be reaching out to us directly or the patient?
It would be the number that we have on file, which is the patient.
Okay. And once a patient is approved, does that come from the state or does that come from you guys to inform us?
For Ohio Home Care, we handle everything in our under CareStar, so it'll be from us.
Okay. And is there a case manager that a patient can follow up with, or you guys are kind of like the case manager?
Yeah, the case manager will come to her home, and it'll be somebody from our company.
Okay.
And then they will be able to ask whatever questions they have and let that case manager know, like, what services they need and stuff.
And that's the one that does the assessment? Yes.
Okay, and is there an email or a form that you would like us to initiate a referral form, or do you want us to do it over the phone, like how I just did it?
I already am filling out the referral for you guys.
Okay, so in the future, if I have a patient that calls in, you want us to call together, or is there a form that I can put in to you guys?
So we do the forms over the phone. So you don't necessarily have to have the patient on the phone, like within the call, if you know all the information, which if it's Ohio Home Care, the only information that you really need besides, like, you know, the normal stuff, like the numbers and stuff, is their diagnoses. But for, like, a passport waiver, it's, like, that's one where you would want them to be on the phone with you because there's a lot of questions.
Okay. All right. So so on your end, you're gonna put that in.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Of course. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye. You too.